A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering the subject of advantage, and specifically the Holy Spirit advantage. How do we gain the advantage from the Holy Spirit? How do we maximize this and stand out in this world of wickedness, in this world of darkness, in this difficult and competitive world? How does the Holy Spirit give us an edge? Do not forget, an advantage is what gives you an edge over others, something that helps you to be more successful than others, something that gives you an opportunity to win or to prosper, the divine preference. These are the things that we mean by advantage. So the Holy Spirit gives us these advantages in life. We have advantages from the Holy Spirit. This was what Jesus knew when he said in Luke chapter 24 and in verse 49, he said, "Behold, I sent to you the promise of my Father, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." Jesus was telling the disciples, don't go out without this advantage. I am going to send you the promise of my Father, the Holy Spirit, who will give you an edge over others, who will give you an advantage over this wicked world, this competitive world, so that you will be able to stand out in all your endeavors and particularly in witnessing to me. So the Holy Spirit is the one who gives the believer the advantage that is needed for life, for destiny, for greatness, and for glory. The question we want to ask or answer this morning, rather, is by what ways does the Holy Spirit give us advantage in life? What are the ways by which he gives advantage to us? Number one, the Holy Spirit gives us advantage by imparting boldness and confidence to the believer. He imparts to us boldness and confidence. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 4, verse number 13 and verse number 31, the Bible says in verse 13, "Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. The council of the elders and the rulers, religious rulers and leaders of the Jews, gathered together." And the Bible says, when they saw the boldness of Peter, this was a man who was so timid and could not witness to Christ before a little maid, who denied Jesus blatantly with curses and swearing. And this was the same Peter who now stood to witness to Christ. And the Bible says they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they discovered, they realized that they were ignorant and unlearned men. And they marveled and took notice that they had been with Jesus. The Holy Spirit gave this advantage, the advantage of boldness. And this boldness helped Peter and John to be able to communicate the gospel of Christ without any fear or favor. Boldness and confidence or courage are important tools in the life of a believer, of anybody for that matter, who wants to advance, who wants to make progress in life and in destiny. And this was the reason why the Lord kept emphasizing courage to Joshua after the demise of Moses. Be courageous, be strong, be of a good courage. So be bold and be confident. The Holy Spirit imparts boldness and confidence to us, and this gives us an advantage in life. Boldness produces power. Power enables results. That is the first way by which the Holy Ghost gives us an advantage over the rest, boldness. You are bold to attempt your assignment. You are bold to carry out the task before you. You are confident at what you do. And this produces power, this produces momentum that ultimately produces result. May your life never lack result in the precious name of Jesus. By what way again does the Holy Spirit give us advantage in life? Number two, by revelation. Do not forget, the things of God cannot be explained. They must be revealed. In the same vein, the things that make for success, for progress and advancement in life are hidden. They are mysteries. And that's why the Bible says in Mark chapter 4, verse number 11, that unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. And so the Holy Spirit gives you access to the mysteries. And access to mysteries gives you the mastery over their fears and situations and circumstances of life. And do not forget, the Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But the Bible says, God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. So God reveals these things by the Spirit. So the Holy Ghost gives us this advantage by way of revelation, revealing secret things to us, exposing to us the mysteries of life, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, and the mysteries of the kingdoms of this world. God reveals these secrets to us. These mysteries, they are unfolded through the Holy Spirit, and this gives an advantage over the rest. So the Holy Ghost gives us advantage by way of revelation, revealing secret things unto us. In Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 19, the Bible says, then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. And so Daniel blessed the God of heaven. A secret that stood Daniel out was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. This secret was revealed, and the revelation of this secret stood Daniel out. Daniel stood out, and he was applauded. In Daniel chapter 2 and in verse number 47, the Bible says, the king answered Daniel and said, truly, your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret. Daniel stood out because he was able to reveal the secrets, the secret which was revealed to him by the Spirit of the living God. So God reveals secret to Daniel, and Daniel revealed this secret to the king, and the king honored Daniel and glorified the God of Daniel. So by way of revelation, the Holy Ghost gives us advantage in life. Number three, the Holy Ghost gives us advantage by divine direction. When you are directed by the Holy Spirit, you are guided by the Spirit of the living God. You are guided and led away from trouble, from evil, and from disaster. Direction. The Holy Ghost guides us. The Holy Ghost leads his people. In the book of the prophet Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, the word of God says, the Lord will guide you continually. How does God guide us continually? He does by his Spirit. The Spirit of God is the chief executor of the counsel, of the will, of the word, and of the program of God. And so the Holy Ghost gives us direction, teaching us what steps to take and what direction to follow. And when you follow the instruction, the direction of the Holy Spirit, you avoid destruction and you arrive at distinction. The Holy Ghost, thereby giving you an advantage. The Holy Ghost gives us this advantage, the advantage of divine direction. When you are directed, you arrive fast. You arrive faster than others. You get there before the rest. You know what to do, unlike others. You are not confused. You are not stranded, because you are divinely guided and directed by the Holy Spirit. May the Lord guide you continually in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning and receive the Spirit of boldness and confidence. Sweet Holy Spirit, impart to me the Spirit of boldness and confidence. Make me bold. Make me confident. I refuse to be fearful. I reject the spirit of fear. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Embolden me. Give me confidence in life and in destiny. And let your name be honored in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and ask that access be granted unto you to the mysteries of the kingdom of God, to the mysteries of life, the mysteries of success, the mysteries of the kingdom of this world. Let's begin to pray that God will open our eyes and give us access into these mysteries. Father, I pray that you will open my eyes and give me access to the mysteries of the kingdom of God and the mysteries of the kingdoms of this life. Open my eyes, O God. Give me access to these mysteries by the power of your Spirit, that nothing about my life will be shrouded in darkness, that I will know what to do and where to go by the help of your Spirit. Open my eyes, O God. in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to begin to pray for divine direction, that the Holy Spirit will order your steps, will guide you, that the Lord will guide you continually. Let's begin to pray. Spirit of the living God, I pray for your direction, that you will guide me continually. You will lead me by yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, lead me in the way that I should go. Sweet Spirit of God, direct me. Order my thoughts, order my words, order my steps, and let the Father be glorified in me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will plant into you, impart you with the spirit of boldness and confidence. I cast the spirit of fear and timidity and doubt out of your life now, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to the mysteries of the kingdom by divine revelation. You will always know what to do and where to go. You will always know what direction to turn to. The Lord will direct you. He will guide you continually. He will guide you by His Spirit. He will lead you away from evil and from error. He will lead you to success. He will lead you into breakthrough. He will lead you to great accomplishment. In the name of Jesus, I pronounce that today you will be led into the blessings of God. You will be led into favor. You will be led into progress and into promotion. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us at noon today for our interdenominational prayer convocation, Moriah Prayers, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. It promises to be explosive. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adeluju, wishing you a very glorious day. The Lord bless you.